There is always hope, and you are not alone.
Hi, I'm Christabel Braden, and this is my brain injury podcast, Hope Survives. Here, we share information, education, and support for the brain injury community. This is an uplifting podcast to bring hope to your darkest days. As a survivor of traumatic brain injury and multiple concussions, I know what it's like to struggle to find hope. I don't want anyone to feel as alone as I did, and that's why I started my online community called Hope After Head Injury. This podcast is an extension of that, and I'd love to invite you to join along as we explore the realities of life with brain injury, with messages of encouragement, interviews with doctors and professionals, and survivor stories. No matter where you're at on your journey, there is always hope. With a little hope, you can make it through today. With a little faith, someday you'll get through the pain. Just a little love is enough to light the way through your darkest night. Hope survives. Hope survives. Hey everyone, welcome back to Hope Survives Podcast. Last week, we had such a great conversation with Dr. Kelsey Rail on patient empowerment and navigating the healthcare journey. It was incredible and so encouraging, talking about how to navigate all the different types of doctor's appointments and how to show up for your recovery. It was so encouraging, and I just loved Dr. Kelsey's input on this topic. Now, this week, I thought it was really important that I take a moment and talk to you about setbacks, because it can be well and good and great to have a plan to move forward in our recovery. You know, last week she talked about how it's important to know your personal goals and, you know, to be flexible and how to advocate for yourself through your healthcare journey. But this week I want to talk a little bit more about when you just get really tired and when your symptoms are flaring up and you just can't anymore. Because brain injury recovery is nuanced. There are the days when I feel empowered and I feel excited to move forward, and I feel ready to take on the day and work on my health and work on my exercises and do what needs to be done. But there are also the days that I have a really hard time. And I just wanted to acknowledge some of those times today as we talk about setbacks. So this episode is called Setbacks During Brain Injury Recovery. This is something that I have experienced a lot on my journey over the last almost 15 years, which is crazy to think about how long I've had brain injury in my life. And I also want to say you might hear that my voice sounds a lot more tired than usual. And so I do apologize if my voice is a little bit more raspy than it usually is. I'm pretty exhausted. It actually took a lot of energy to get me here in front of this microphone right now. And that's because earlier this week, I was at the Brain Injury Association of Pennsylvania conference, and it went great. I gave the keynote presentation, and I lead a coffee house open mic night event at that conference every year, and I loved it. But it was three full days and exhausting, very exhausting. And then the last couple of days, I just couldn't get enough rest to make up for it. I've also been working on changing around medication that I took for sleep. I'm actually trying to wean off of a sleep medication, which I think is causing some difficulties. But I'm trying to figure out if it's because of my body's getting used to not having a dependence on the medicine anymore, or if I need something different, or what's going on with that. And so my sleep hasn't been the best either. So I'm just pretty tired right now, but I'm dedicated to the podcast and I always try to get you an episode every Friday. And so this is being recorded on Friday, the day it's releasing. I have another episode in the works that has already been recorded that was going to come out today, an interview. But honestly, I didn't have the bandwidth to sit and edit that interview. It takes me a couple hours to edit each interview after they're recorded and then to edit in with the episode and get it up. And it's just a lot of energy. And this is not a complaint. I just didn't have that energy right now. So I was thinking, what should we do for the podcast? And part of me was like, do I need to force myself to edit that whole thing? And then I realized this message is on my heart because it's personal and it's emotional because setbacks are frustrating, especially when you feel like you've worked so hard to get to where you are on your journey and you have put so much energy and money and time and everything into your recovery only to feel like it's all taken away. It's hard to keep hope when that happens. There are motivational sayings that say, I'm my only competition, or I just want to be better than I was yesterday. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those motivational quotes. They're often used for fitness, like, I don't want to compare myself to other people. I just want to compare myself to me, or I just want to be better than how I was. And I get the concept behind those quotes, but I also think that mentality can be really harmful for somebody with a chronic condition because sometimes I'm worse than I was yesterday. Sometimes I am worse than I was last year. You know, it is hard when you have re-injuries and flare-ups and setbacks to think that you have to be better than how you were before. I talk a lot about growing through our journey, but sometimes, you know, we compare ourselves to who we were before our brain injury, and that's hard. But I think that one is a little bit easier to logically say, okay, you know, that's not fair. I can't sit here and act like I'm not brain injured and try and compare myself to the person that I was before. But then when we think about how we've been doing in our recovery, one of the important things is to look how far we've come on our journey. But does it make anybody else a little bit sad too? Because I sometimes think about if I didn't have all these other concussions and I just had the first one or I just had the first three, maybe I wouldn't be struggling so much. I have to fight every day for my health. I am super conscious. Why am I crying? I didn't expect to cry recording this, but I'm super conscious of everything, of my nutrition. I'm super conscious of my hydration. Sometimes it could be better, but you know, I always try to make sure I stay gluten and dairy free. Stay away from inflammatory foods, do the best that I possibly can every single day to work towards my recovery. There were times that, you know, just with struggling every day, thankfully my balance has improved a lot through the right treatments and therapies, but there are still days that when I'm really exhausted that my balance is really off and I really have to pay attention to every step that I take. Hardcore. There are times that, you know, every time I would go out in public, I would have to be hyper aware of everything around me because if I'm in an unfamiliar environment, I don't want to fall because I know what another hit on the head could do to me. And it's like I would constantly live in fear. I used to wear a helmet all the time. And people say that as a joke, but I really did. There was about 2 or 3 years that I lived in so much fear of concussions that I bought baseball cap helmet inserts that construction workers use, and I put them in hats, and I wore them all around when I was in college all the time. I wore helmets constantly, and it actually was a little too heavy for my neck, and so that created whole other problems with my neck, but I would constantly bump my head on things because my spatial awareness was so terrible. And so to combat that fear, I wore helmets nonstop. And it was hard for me to stop doing that because I had so much fear. I really had to work through the anxiety. My balance had improved and I wasn't hitting my head on as many things. And so I kind of slowly stopped wearing the helmets all the time. But, you know, there's always that fear. And so just to recap a little bit of my story, I had my first traumatic brain injury in December 2007. That was probably the worst one. Not probably, it was. That caused some brain swelling and a lot of rehab therapies and relearning, like getting dressed, taking a shower and all that stuff. After that, I slipped on the ice. I hit my head. I had undiagnosed vestibular system problems for like the first 10 years, undiagnosed dysautonomia for the first 11 and a half years. And so I would fall and hit my head over and over, have terrible spatial awareness. And it was just like, I felt like every time I was making strides and progress in my recovery, it was taken away. I was robbed of that. And it has been a difficult thing to come to grips with. There's a kind of like a grief and a sorrow that comes up inside of me when I really think about it. I had my brain injury at 14. Doctors didn't even think I'd finish high school. I took an extra year of school, but by God's grace, I did. And I went to college. I went to a very, very small, tiny college with small class sizes and accommodations. And it was a good environment for me. My freshman year, I was doing probably miles better than I was my senior year. It took such a toll on me doing all that work, and I had multiple concussions during college. So actually, when I started, even though it was closer to when I had my first TBI, I was doing better than I was when I finished. And I actually had a concussion in April of my senior year, right before graduation. And I wasn't able to complete all my graduation requirements on time. I had to get an extension through the summer. And I'll tell you, if I remember correctly, 7 out of 8 college semesters, I had to have medical extensions through breaks to finish some of my work, because I would have extended time as one of my accommodations. Might have been 6 out of 8. I'm not 100% sure. But I finished, but it was really hard, and it wasn't what your typical experience would have been. I'm grateful for it. I'm so, so, so grateful. But I just use that as an example of feeling like when I graduated, I was doing worse than when I started. You know, what do you do with that? I kept working on my recovery, starting to get better. In 2019, I found Dr. Schmo at the Functional Neurology Center, and he helped me in a way that changed my life as far as helping with the dysautonomia and my vestibular system and my vision. He's been wonderful in helping me through so many of those challenges. I worked really hard on my recovery, and then about 6 months ago, in January, I got COVID. And some people end up with neurological problems from COVID, and wouldn't you guess, I'm one of them. It felt like I had another concussion. I had trouble with my words. I was having all these cognitive deficits that I hadn't had before having COVID. Things were coming back that I hadn't had issues with for a long time. My speech was slurring, and the biggest thing was my fatigue and my energy. And so at first, I didn't share publicly that COVID was the issue because there was just so much misinformation and crazy crazy stuff. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys that the pandemic was crazy for everyone. And I didn't want to scare anybody before there was actual research out about COVID and the brain. And since then, there have been studies that have shown that COVID affects your autonomic system. So I already had dysautonomia. Now, I had gotten it a lot better rehabilitated and under control, but my autonomic system was already a struggle. So having COVID really knocked off my autonomic system. Once we recognized that was a big part of the issue, I actually went back to see Dr. Schmo a couple months ago in the end of April. We tried out some HBOT he has a soft chamber HBOT chamber, hyperbaric oxygen treatment chamber, as well as other treatments. And I was feeling so much better after that. And then, of course, a couple weeks ago, I actually fell off of a stool. So I was sitting on, I don't know if any of you are musicians, but there's something called a drum throne, which is like a stool that drummers sit on. And I was sitting on it at church and sitting on the drum throne. And I guess the top wasn't completely screwed in all the way or something. I don't know. But the top, I kind of leaned to the side and then the top just like fell down. The top half of the stool fell and I fell down with it. And so I went from sitting on a stool to like on the ground. And it was kind of a hard fall, but I didn't really, you know, I didn't want to tell myself that it was a concussion. I didn't actually hit my head. So I knew I was okay. I didn't have instant problems or feelings, but I kind of tucked it away in my mind and I thought, okay, well, I just have to remember that I fell. And I told my mom and everything. I ended up with a big bruise on my leg from that. But I, ever since then, have been a lot more fatigued and struggling. And it's been really, really difficult. Now, I haven't had any new symptoms. And so if you think back to the episode of this podcast that we did in season one with Natasha Wilch on re-injuries and flare-ups, and she kind of discusses the difference between them. Let me pull it up here on my phone, what number it was. It was podcast episode number 9. Wow, that was a long time ago because we're on episode 60 now. It was episode 9, re-injuries, symptom flare-ups, and combating fear. And it has Ali Raum and Natasha Wilch, and we talk about re-injuries. So if you are relating to this episode, definitely scroll back in the podcast and check out episode 9. And in that episode, Natasha Wilch talks about how a new concussion, you know, if you hit your head or you have a jostle, you fall, a new concussion happens, you know, it's a new one, if you're having new symptoms that you either haven't had in a really long time or that you haven't had at all. If you kind of fall, it's not like a huge fall, but you're not sure if you had another concussion, it might be more of a symptom flare-up, a nervous system flare-up, which basically means your body, you know, your brain, your nervous system, you know, it goes into protection mode and you kind of get some inflammation and it thinks that it's been injured because it's remembering what it was like to be injured. I'm explaining that in a very different way. You got to go listen to her talk about it. But basically, I think I had one of those. I had a nervous system flare up. Now, some people count every time that they hit their head and get a little bit of symptoms, they count it as a concussion. You have people going around saying, I've had like 30 concussions. It's like, well, probably not all of them were an actual concussion. It's hard to tell. But anyway, it's frustrating because I was doing so much better and I had gotten this new treatment and I was starting to feel better from the COVID. Now, I had still had symptoms like 5 months after having COVID. So like I knew that it was a problem. But then I went and got the treatment and I was feeling a million times better. And then I had this flare up, you know, and sometimes it's like, is it even worth getting treatments and moving forward in your recovery if you know there's just going to be another setback? Like, why not just stay injured? Why not just stay like this? Because what's the point, right? Why should I even have hope if I'm just going to be disappointed? And I'm just going to move back anyway. If you felt that way, I just want to tell you, I have felt it. That is valid. It is valid feelings. It's valid to feel that way. But I want to encourage you not to stay there, because there is a point and there is hope. We have to reframe the way that we think about setbacks. The word itself, setback, makes you feel like you've moved backwards, okay? So we're thinking about our journey linearly. We're thinking about it as forward and backward. We can't just look at it like that. We have to reframe, because life is not linear. Life is not a straight line. It's not a straight path. It's nuanced. There's way too much going on to think about things simply as forward and backward. So sometimes I have to remind myself, the only way we can go is forward. So is it really a setback? Or is it just a challenge? Is it a setback, or is it something that I'm facing today? Something that has come up, a symptom or a challenge in my recovery? Because I don't think that I've actually gone backwards. And I think it's kind of harmful to think that we've gone backwards. I'm still moving forward, because forward's the only direction I can go. But maybe I've kind of skirted to the side. Maybe, you know, I'm doing a little cha-cha, doing a little dance. You know, it's not just a straight path. Nobody's life is a straight path. Whether you have a brain injury or not, all of our lives are journeys that have ups and downs, and that's just part of the process. So instead of thinking about this as this huge setback and getting down on yourself for falling behind or doing, you know, not doing as well as you were doing before, let's think about it like, I'm facing something that maybe I faced before and I thought that I was past, but today I have a lot more tools in front of me. I have better coping strategies. I have more knowledge. There are so many pieces of the puzzle that I know now that I didn't know last time, that I didn't know before. So today I'm actually better equipped to handle this than I was before. And I am better equipped to help myself to move forward. So when we're experiencing these, well, I don't know what else to call them, but setbacks, even though I don't really like the idea of going backwards, you know, that's a phrase that we all understand. So I'm going to continue with that language, although please understand that I'm not saying that anybody's actually moved backwards. But even through these setbacks, we need to look at how much we've learned through the process. So let's prioritize what needs to be done. What can we put on the table? What can we do to help ourselves to get better? What can we do to rest? Let's make a plan. And let's realize that maybe we can't handle everything today that we could handle yesterday or last week, but that's okay. You do not have to be better than you were yesterday. I'm just going back to that motivational quote at the beginning. Here's my motivational quote. You do not have to be better than you were yesterday. You are not your own competition. You are just you today. Be kind to yourself. You are still yourself. You are still a beautiful, lovely, valid person that can bring so much to this world. Valuable. That's the word I was looking for. It was on the tip of my tongue. My brain just couldn't find it. You are valuable just as you are today. So if you've faced setbacks lately, I just want to encourage you to be kind to yourself and know that it's okay. We're all going to have them. People who don't have brain injuries have setbacks in life. It's just, what do you do with it from here? So I'm so glad you're here on Hope Survives Podcast. My goal in the podcast is to bring you encouragement, to bring you practical tools, to equip you, to bring you hope in a very, very tangible way. And to know that there is hope. So if you're still listening to this now, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it was an encouragement, and I look forward to seeing you next week. If you've been dealing with setbacks, please feel free to reach out to me on Hope After Head Injury on Instagram or at my email, Christabel@hopeafterheadinjury.com. Would love to hear from you, and you are not alone. I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to Hope Survives Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to subscribe and stay tuned as more episodes will be coming each week. And check out hopeafterheadinjury.com for more. I'll see you next time. And remember, there's always hope.